said, this is not only he's a president, this God will take care of everything, but they won't speak in front of him. That's the way it goes by. We people over here.
Do you think that, does the government take pretty good care of the Navajo, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you get help from the government, or you don't?
Well, they help me when I went to school, but you see, they give some of these people, they get relief, you know. But I don't ask for it, you know. The time when I worked with Mr. Stacker, you know, a lot of now people, they get money from the government, they buy sheep with it.
Yeah.
But instead wasn't for me to do that the same way, but no, I got sheep, I got cattle. That's the way I just spent my own money. Yeah. You know.
But you don't get any money then from the government?
No.
Or, no food stamps?
No food stamps.
Don't need them, huh?
No. Yeah. The one that I've been getting, this is Susukat, that's what I get now.
Yeah.
And on the juvenile source, that's the way I call it.
Yeah.
That's all. They've been buying stamps, but my check comes to trading post over here. I go to school over there, and then I spend money here. I don't...
Buy your food, huh?
Yeah, buy my food.
Mm.
That's enough for myself, but sometimes my children write to me, you know, and if they want any money short on anything, when I have little money, I send them to them.
Send it to them, yeah.
Well, they're my children, see, that's
yeah.
What. But some of these traders say, why don't they work themselves? You're too old. Why don't they work themselves? That's the way they tell it down the street. Well, they're my children, I told them. I'm not stingy like you people. They're my heart, see, they're my heart, I told them.
Got to help them. Huh?
Yeah. Mm. As long as I live, when I'm gone then, I don't know.
Mm.
That's the way I've been telling them.
You worked over in Crown Point for the government?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do there? Did you work?
I was an interpreter.
Interpreter, yeah.
Interpreter, yeah.
Yeah.
As I came out of there, I started to work for the railroad companies, you know, go around on the railroad. And first, we worked here on the logging camp, you know, the town when they still ran the railroad to Abner Mountain to carry out with the trains, you know.
Yeah.
The time when I was forming over here, that's the time we worked for with the peak.
Yeah.
That's the time I see steam shovel. Mm. When we worked for Frank Porter and Lon Porter.
Yeah. Logging or? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't, you know, where to lay steels, you know,
yeah.
And that's the way they started. Who was it working with the peaks and shovel here on the mountain.
Yeah. Do the Navajo people always get along with the Pueblo people pretty well?
Yeah, they used to get along pretty well with them.
Yeah.
But you know, these Mexicans, they did. I read in the old history that they come without women. They married these. That, you know, the last time I worked in Lava, Texas, these old Mexico people, they work for me. Yeah. They don't talk English. I talked for them to sign paper,
mm-hmm.
I interpreted them.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, 6,000 Indians, they say. You know, the one that they get here, has 100 million odd,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's like us.
Yeah.
They told me 6,000 Indians going by. Bounced by Yah. Here they want to take me over there. He said, everything is, it don't cost much. Even 12 years old girl, just 25 cents. That's what they told me. Oh, get out of here, I don't care about it. I don't go for that, I told them. I just want to make looking for my living.
Yeah.
You know, Mexican always talk about woman shit.
You don't like that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I might go there sometime, I don't know.
Where, Mexico?
By gosh, I lose my teeth, you know.
Yeah.
I got cold on this side.
Yeah.
I pay for my 7 gallons, you know. You know that time when they had peace over there? Hemis?
Yeah. Peace Day? Yeah.
I came back. All my boys went back over here, but I got left over there. Then I came back with the two boys. I did. How do you?
How do
you? When they called me, just not sound like that. Luciano.
Luciano Rico.
Luciano Rico and the Cordoro Hotel where they did have the two. Oh. Junior, she was here.
Oh.
Two. Then we stopped begging. I've been staying in the car and he went in the bar there in San Cedro. Long time, lots of in the. Then they come out, I don't even know. He brought out one. I tried to get you now. Mm. Then I had my mouth in it.
Yeah.
Then he told me to open. Then I opened. Then I take my teeth out and I wear other leather coats and all. Yeah. I said, I usually put like shirt here, you know.
Yeah.
I said, I put it in there. I think I just put it right there. But we didn't get up. We came clear up here, but I didn't know that he was coming. Then he slipped up the highway and my car, he said, I'm sleeping. Then we stopped. If we going on, I think we get her someplace. But I don't want to just live. Then I thought I still have it here until we come back over here and I search for it. When I take off my clothes, I search for it.
Really?
I went back, but I didn't find it.
No teeth?
No teeth now, but I won't get another one.
Yeah.
I don't use much, though. Yeah. Just once in a while when I choose some.
Yeah.
Hard things, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I came back here since 7 years now. There was nothing on this lot. I rode around on horseback. It was around. They wanted for me to put one house like that, you know. But I better wait, I say. I'm staying here by myself. I got hooked on here.
Yeah.
And so, when some of my son or my daughter come over, then they make it for me.
Yeah.
That's the way I used to do that when my children's around here. It's for them.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting too old, see. If I'm still young, then I have a young girl or something like that, then I want to put in this house. See.
Well, that's a good hogan, huh? Yeah. That's a good hogan.
Yeah. Peace.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's still war over there?
Oh, yeah.
Vietnam.
Well, this guy's a girl.
They still fight?
Sure.
What kind of friends together? What's the use of fighting each other? We're not just dog, you know, just dog when it's so time for them to start to fight.
Yeah.
So that's how it
is. Doesn't make any sense.
Huh? It's child, you got to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, doesn't stay. That means cook. You know, this snow used to be flour.
Yeah.
Then they mix them out, they used to roast it on the fire. But coyotes did.
Mm.
He melted it, then he drink it. Mm. He spoiled everything, you know, coyotes. When there were people, that's the way we know.
Mm.
I forgot. Did you ever heard about T. Dodge?
T. Dodge, yeah.
He's a man.
Was he?
Yeah, he's the first man that put Delgate and Jake Morgan.
Mm.
Jake Morgan is the man that wants to take all the livestock from the Indian.
Like John Collier.
Like John Collier, yeah.
John Collier, yeah. Navajo don't like
Yeah, the first time they started was over in New Arizona. I was that time. Interpreter that time I worked everywhere, you know, then I just watched them. And then they had a meeting over here in Albuquerque, right in the middle of the town. And then Chief Dodge and Jack Morgan and Tom Dodge, not many, couldn't pass on anything as ready to him. Here, you know, he died, you know, he was married with my grandfather, Frank, where he was with me. I used to go and work him. We just went there and that time Mr. Stewart, was the stand, he was a teacher,
Windorock.
Yeah, it's a Mexican. That time, you know, that the them chubs, Last Mexican on that side, and we over here. And Mr. Stewart sitting down over here. Mm-hmm. And then said Mr. Stewart, and these Mexicans say, oh, this is ours. Now, what they just run on the mountain, they used to rob us, they say, these Mexican people. They steal our horses and they go to the cornfield and they rob, that's where they stay over there. Then stand up. Well, they said, this river Grants belongs to the Indian. All this belongs to the Indian. You Spanish people from overseas, where you came. This belongs to the Indian. You know, this what some white people so help the Indians. Yeah. I like them. Yeah. The ones that help the Indians.
Yeah.
My grandfather's been raised, I've been raised here, they say. Yeah, you've been raised here, but this is everything. This mountain belongs to the Indians. These little Grand Rivers belong to the Indians.
Yeah. Navajos don't like John Collier.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What do they think of John Collier?
Well, the way I understand is, I think John Collier's all right.
Yeah.
You see,